Preliminary numbers show hunters shot about 227,000 deer during this year's nine-day hunt. Last year, hunters bagged about 244,000. Kevin Wallenfang is a big game ecologist for the Department of Natural Resources. He says they didn't expect the numbers to be down this much, but there are many factors playing into the end result.
Last year, we had the earliest opener possible. This year, we had the latest opener possible, as it falls on the calendar.
For most of the state, this year's mating season, or rut, was already over, which meant deer moved around less. Wallenfang says a long winter also took a toll on the size of the herd.
This year, we are following a very tough winter, and we know that we lost some deer, and we also know that we have below average fawn production in the spring. Last year was just the opposite.
Also, Wallenfang says this year's weather kept many hunters indoors, especially on opening weekend. But he says just because hunters may not have gotten a deer this year, it doesn't mean they're not out there.
In much of the state, and this is going to be hard for a lot of people to swallow when they hear it, but in much of the state, we do have extremely high deer numbers still.
Hunters in western Wisconsin took the most deer, claiming nearly 37% of the total kill. Northern Wisconsin had the fewest number of deer registered. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.